Germany has beefed up security across the country following a string of assaults attributed to asylum seekers in recent days. The German Interior Minister, Thomas de Maizière, says that he has demanded the police visibly ratchet up their presence at airports, train stations, and elsewhere in the wake of the attacks. He urged German people not to panic. He also warned against indiscriminately labeling refugees as a security threat, stressing that he's opposed to placing all asylum seekers under suspicion. This after a bomb attack by a Syrian refugee wounded dozens near a music festival in the city of Ansbach. German officials say that the bomber was due to be deported to Bulgaria. The Daesh Takfiri terror group has claimed responsibility for the attack. John Stubling, author and commentator, joins us from Norway. So German Chancellor Angela Merkel really taking a deep look at whether she did the right thing or not by allowing, out of all the EU countries, the most refugees. Do you think that Germany, given the fact that you've had these string of incidents involved, is going to take now stringent measures to perhaps push these refugees out of the country? Is it a prelude for it?
Well, I think that the right-wing parties in Germany, Pegida and so forth, are certainly going to try to use this for whatever publicity they can. I know that immigrant rape stories have been sensationalized. There was a study that came out of Brigham Young University that concluded there was no correlation between numbers of immigrants and rape, for example, and yet those stories persist. There's a long history in Europe of demonizing and scapegoating the other, the dark-skinned other from Asia, Africa, the Middle East. And so none of this is terribly surprising, but you also have, you know, NATO wars going on, U.S. military aggressions going on, Israeli occupation and aggression going on. There's a lot of militarism in the world carried out by the West. And so that accounts for this influx of refugees. And these are people who are desperate and are the most vulnerable in society. So naturally, they are going to be scapegoated. The question is what this growing legitimacy of these far-right parties, what is accounting for that exactly? Is it just the result of propaganda and so forth? And I'm not sure. But, you know, immigrants do not pose a threat. But you know, we see in the U.S. too, the rabid Islamophobia and racism that exists. So, and in England and in France and Belgium and the Netherlands and so forth. So what will Merkel do? I don't suspect she's going to change her policy. It's going to depend largely, as these things usually do, on what the United States tells her. But so far, I don't see any indication of a change. But I think that, you know, these stories, the media is really culpable in sensationalizing these stories in a way, because a simple Google search will yield you the most lurid headlines about Muslims and immigrants and so forth and the danger they pose. And this is a tried and true propaganda technique.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it. That's John Stepling, author and commentator from Norway.